Now, I thought some people might like to know more about the people in Star Trek stunt doubles. So I put a few of them together and I'm going to tell you a bit more about them. And some people who are not interested, too bad, I'm doing it anyway. And first up is your typical security guard. Red shirt. Sporting a utility belt with definitely a phaser on board. Now, all these guards are completely trained in titsu and very fit. Not everybody passes to become a security guard. These guards will follow orders, no matter what, even if it means their death. Not many red shirts survive a beam down to a planet, but that's just the way it is. Very handy for certain situations. And here we have Mr. Goffrey, the helmsman of the ship. A gold shirt, but only just. Not the sharpest tool in the box, but his heart's in the right place, even if everything else isn't. He looks like he cuts his own hair with something or other. Not generally taken down to the planets for an away team. He can sometimes be very intelligent. But unfortunately, they are very rare occasions. But generally, he does his job well. Generally. And here we have Scotty, the engineer and a red shirt. Although he doesn't have to worry about beaming up and down on planets. He always survives. Loves being near the engines. And loves gadgets. But an important member of the team, especially if the captain wants more power. And an important member of the crew, as you can see by the waist sash. Has an accent of some sort, I don't know whether it's Scottish, but it comes and goes too. Welcome aboard, Scotty. And here's the doctor. And he wears a waist sash because he's an important person on the ship. Wears glasses, but I don't think he needs them. It just makes him think he looks more intelligent. It's not working, Doctor. Likes to get his scanner out every now and then, which also doubles up as a flashlight. Not the happiest of persons on the ship. I always thought it was a bit odd, only one doctor on a ship this size, but never mind. But still a necessary part of the team. And here's Spock, the logical one. And he is the first officer. This ship certainly runs a lot smoother with him aboard. He sometimes carries a tricorder that also doubles up as an audio mixer. He does have Vulcan ears, but they don't fit very well. Guess he got the wrong size. He does try to be sensible and logical all the time, but sometimes he slips a bit. Seems to be always getting the captain out of trouble. But that's his job. Keep up the good work, Spock. Oh, it's Nomad. He was in an episode in a Tosh called The Changeling. In fact, I made a spoof of the Changeling myself on this site if you want to look for it. But in the episode, old Nomad had to blow himself up. But of course, he didn't blow himself up, really. That was just for the episode. Apparently, he stayed on the ship and helped out and was very useful. And not surprisingly, he has a beam that can scan people's brains. Of course, they're a little bit blank when he's finished. And he has an antenna which he can scan anything he wants. And he has a very good protective force field. And he can also fire lasers if he wants to. Nobody actually really knows what makes Nomad run, but they all agree he's very powerful. You see, the story went that two probes kind of met each other in space, one from Earth and one from an alien planet, and they kind of collided and damaged each other and then sort of fixed each other into one. And I thought that was a pretty good idea, really, and a fairly good episode. In fact, they did it again, didn't they, for V'ger, which was actually Voyager, which wasn't a bad film. No, for me, Nomad has earned his place, and he stands proudly. This is T'Muk, the nemesis of the captain. They had a battle a long time ago. The captain won, but didn't kill T'Muk. So he lost his honor to his people and was humiliated, and they shunned him. He's always trying to humiliate the captain and to try and get even. Armed with a Nerf gun that is really not very dangerous, but it has been adapted to fire lasers. If there's trouble, T'Muk will be there. No relation to the Klingons, although T'Muk would like to think so. But they are an aggressive species. For them, dying is easy, as long as they have honor. Then here's the captain, the main man. He's a pretty good captain, fairly easygoing. And he has a lot in common with the crew. And he has a few gadgets. A communicator enables him to communicate with the ship. Beam me up, Scotty. And he has an old Motorola flip phone. Gotta make a call. But he has the upgrade, and it doubles up as a phaser. Works pretty good, too. So there's the boys, called Star Trek Stunt Doubles. I've already done a few skits if you want to see them, they're in the playlist. I may make some more, I'm not sure yet. I'm a bit fickle about it. But thanks for watching, and you take it easy out there now.